Blackstone Audio presents When Janie Comes Marching Home, Portraits of Women Combat Veterans by Laura Browder, photographs by Sasha Flegging. Introduction. The first time I heard a woman describe her deployment in glowing terms, I was taken aback. Marine Colonel Jenny Holbert told me that being in charge of public affairs for the Second Battle of Fallujah was probably one of the biggest events of my life, other than birthing two children. I thought, cynically, that this enthusiasm was all part of her role as a public affairs officer. It took me a while to understand how compelling the experience of being in a combat zone could be for the women I talked with. Colonel Holbert's enthusiasm for deployment was only one of many surprises I encountered over the course of the 52 interviews I did with women soldiers, sailors, coasties, airmen, and Marines across the eastern seaboard. Originally, photographer Sasha Flegging and I had conceived of our collaboration as a way of hearing the stories and showing the faces of some of the first large cohort of women, over 221,000 as of this writing, who had served in the American military in Iraq, Afghanistan, and surrounding regions. This is a far greater number than have served in any previous war in which the American military was deployed. Although a handful of women served in the Revolutionary and Civil Wars, they had to cross-dress to do so. The 35,000 women deployed in World War I worked mainly as telephone operators and in other positions far from the front lines. Although almost 400,000 served in World War II,